This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What is up, everybody? Happy weekend. Another Best Bits is here. And in case you haven't been noticing, there is now a part one, part two, and a part three of Best Bits, which I'm so excited about because part one is all new content. Stuff you guys haven't heard before. I bring on a show member and we do some behind the scenes. We get caught up on life. Sometimes it turns into therapy. Sometimes it's unhinged. So if you're missing out on that part, I'm just telling you, you're missing out on new content, things you've never heard before. So hey, you know, if you want to miss out, that's on you. But part three is listener Q&A, where I basically ask the show member that's on with me all these questions that you guys want to know. And I try to get to all of them. Sometimes I can't, but I really try and hit all the ones you guys want to ask. And that's what we do on part three. So check out both of those. Right now you're listening to Just the Bits, where I break down the top seven segments from the Bobby Bones Show this week. So let's go.
Woohoo!
Raymundo went on a cruise over his vacation. Was it the same cruise that he got a DM about and said they could get a free cruise? Was it a scam? Did it really happen? There's so many questions we have around this cruise that Ray went on. And we finally found out the whole situation. And also later, there might be fake news that comes out from this. If you happen to listen to the show this week, that did happen. There was fake news. But overall, you did get the gist of Raymundo's free cruise. Scam or not a scam?
Number seven.
We're looking out for these. They're called scams. This is a scam alert. Okay, so we're going to go back and check in on one. Remember, somebody messaged Ray and was like, I'll give you a free cruise. And we're like, Ray, don't fall for that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't, Ray, that's a scam. Like, they don't just give away free cruises. What am I forgetting about this story, Ray?
Pretty much it. The DM on Instagram, that's how it started.
And what'd the message say?
Dude had like 100 followers and he just said, hey, you can go on a cruise with your wife for free as long as you advertise for us.
Ray, don't do it. It's a scam. Ray, don't do it. It's a scam. Ray did it.
Okay, this makes sense now. Boy.
That's what he did.
Tag somebody on his trip.
Do it, Ray. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so this is not a scam alert.
Wow.
All signs pointed it to it being pretty bad. But yeah, we sent our information. Honestly, it was a little bit of a leap of faith. We gave him socials.
On the internet. Wait, giving social security numbers.
Why would he need your social security number?
Because that's what his job is. He books it all and he takes care of that for you. And what? Part of that process is getting your information.
No. Any chance he's going to scam you after he gives you the trip?
But wait, don't you need a social to do international? I don't know. I don't go international. So didn't you go
need a passport, but
I don't think I put my social anywhere. Yeah.
It requests that information, and honestly, it was paid for, so that, I believe, is why he needed the info.
Okay.
But, I mean, we went to Miami, we bought the flights, and, you know, just kind of went to the address of the port.
So you bought the flights to get to the cruise.
Yeah.
And he promised you a free cruise.
Correct. And so, honestly, we didn't know until we got to port, and there was a boat there, and we got on the boat, and our tags worked that were on our wrist, and we walked onto the ship, and it was entirely free.
Were you nervous?
Wow.
Were you nervous like we might not be able to make it?
Wow!
So, oh, yeah, we were really nervous.
What was the cost of this?
Like,
free! You would have paid.
Oh. Probably 1,000.
Probably more.
Probably more than that.
For two people?
Yeah, I would think so, too. I don't know. I've never been on a cruise.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, it depends on the city.
I mean, I have when I was a kid.
But. Yeah, the cities you go to, it all varies. And if it's 5 day, 7 day.
What did you guys do?
We went to Turks and Caicos, Bahamas, and Miami.
Wow. How many days?
It was 5 nights, 4 days.
Was it awesome?
Maybe the opposite.
Yeah.
Five days, four nights.
Yeah. There you go.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, it was so lit. Honestly. Honestly, just knowing that that we believed in it, it worked out, and it was so easy, man.
But this is a bad example. Because now listeners are going to be giving all their socials.
That is so legit.
Hey, you got to look at those DMs on Insta, y'all.
I mean, because, yeah, that guy said, he said he DM'd us all, and I was like, I don't remember seeing that, or I just didn't check it, because I don't ever look at my DMs. I'm like, dang, I missed out on a free freaking
cruise. It's not too late. You could still do something else with them.
And you tag, and don't say who it is now, but the people can go see it on your Instagram and see who it is.
Yeah, yeah, we tagged him. That was part of the responsibility that we had to do, but it was very easy, and it was awesome.
And so he's a travel agent in Austin?
Yeah, in San Marcos, and he can book anything.
That's amazing.
I can't believe it worked.
Yeah. It was one of those where we got on board, and we high-fived, and we were like, holy crap. We didn't get scammed.
I mean, you can say the name of it, because there was no agreement on. There's nothing shady happening. Go ahead.
I have a message from him. Hey, Amy, I own a local...
Next level travel agency advisor. I'll say it because I didn't get anything from him. But yeah, it wasn't like, hey, talk about me on the radio. He never asked for that.
He didn't.
He messaged me saying he can help get me on an Alaskan cruise. He can make it easy. He can help me navigate all the details. All I have to do is show up.
$399?
Whoa, what?
Do I have anything?
Yeah, I'm checking too.
Hold on. Okay, here we go. Boom. And he follows me. If I hit message, let's see if I have anything. Nope. No offer of ring.
No?
Well,
oh man,
sucks for you.
Huh.
Bleep him.
If you go to his page now, bleep him. Ray and Bay are...
Good for him. Yeah, good for him. If that really worked, dude, good.
Yeah, and we got him like 500 free followers.
Yeah,
he said he got blasted. So many people emailed him.
Great job. Well, scam alert, not a scam. Yeah.
Love it.
But still be careful, guys.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
We had another movie to review for Bobby Bones Cinema Club, and this time it was Bobby's favorite movie of all time. Well, at least in his top three. It's called Man on the Moon, and it's about one of his favorite comedians, and so everybody had to watch it and give their review. An overall pretty positive review, maybe the most positively reviewed movie in Cinema Club this far. I don't know. You'll have to listen to find out.
Number six.
BBCC, Bobby Bones Cinema Club. That's the group we're in. We watch a movie every 2 weeks, and we... all put one in, we draw it and watch it. We've watched Rope from the 50s.
Oh, how good was that?
It was Eddie's movie. We watched The Stuff, Lunchbox is a horror movie.
Great.
From the 80s. It's terrible. We watched Shotgun Wedding, Ray's movie from Amazon.
Not bad.
And Lunchbox put Showgirls in there, and some of us were like, I'm not watching that porn.
Yeah.
So
it was.
Pass.
We drew this time, and we drew mine. We drew Man on the Moon from Jim Carrey. He played Andy Kaufman, one of the people that have really inspired me my whole life. Andy Kaufman is no longer alive, or is he? That's the question. But... it's my favorite movie of all time because one, Jim Carrey does a great job, and two, I love Andy Kaufman and I love how brave he was at times when it wasn't even funny. So that being said, let's go around the room here and I have you guys' reviews, but because we lost power a minute ago, we're kind of behind. Like I have all the written ones. So why don't you just tell me what you did or didn't like in your review, Amy?
Okay, well, I went into it expecting not to like it, but I was pleasantly surprised to find myself very interested in this movie and his life. So much so that I was Googling during and after and watching YouTube clips from back in the day that were actually in the movie. Like the David Letterman scene with the wrestler guy.
Yeah, Joey Lawler.
Yeah.
Because Andy Kaufman would be like, I can beat any girl wrestling. And he would wrestle women much smaller than him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and dominate them.
Dominate them. Be like, I told you. And so then Jerry Lawler, it was all set up. I mean, he was a performance
artist. Yeah,
artist.
I didn't know that. I was shocked when that part of the movie came up. So then, yes, I start Googling it. And then the original YouTube clip, it's like 10 minutes long, and I watched the whole thing. So that's how interested I was, and how they had even that whole skit planned out. And David, Jerry, and Andy were the only ones involved in it. It's so funny.
And he hit him when he really hit him in the face. He hit him.
Yeah.
Because Andy Kaufman was like, "Hit me," because we got to sell it.
Okay, but the I watched a more recent clip of Jerry. Like he's way older now, and he was on a podcast 2 years ago, and he was talking about how they knew they needed to be dramatic, but he kind of threw in the slap, and that actually Andy didn't. He's like, people don't believe this, but Andy did not know the slap was coming. And
I don't believe it.
Yeah, well, I know.
And I do believe they put a man on the moon.
Yeah.
So good. This,
there's
this
a documentary you'll like on Netflix about Jim Carrey playing that character.
Okay.
That messed it up for me, though.
It gets dark.
Because that made me feel like, oh, my God, how could anyone work with him? How difficult.
Because he lived, I mean, he did, what do you call it when you act?
Method actor.
It's crazy. It's really good if you watch
it. Like he would start fights with a crew.
Being Tony
Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
Oh, the Tony Clifton thing, that cracked me
up. I love that.
But also, and then, gosh, his own family, when he gets cancer, they're like, yeah.
We don't believe him because he's been lying so much about other stuff. Eddie?
Dude, it's always been one of my favorite movies, and I've probably seen it 5 times, but I was like, let me watch this again. Dude, I'm telling you, more and more when I watch that movie, I think he's alive. Like, I really do. Just because at the very end, well, I don't want to spoil it.
The movie's over 20 years old.
Okay, at the very end, you see the guy who normally plays Tony Clifton.
But that's just for the movie.
I don't know. I think that's them telling us that this is so Andy.
I don't think he's alive. But it was a hilarious.
Well, I guess he'd be pretty old if he was
it's like
alive.
Elvis. Was he alive ever? Andy Kaufman's daughter's been out before. Like, he's alive. Kidding.
Yeah.
Doing jokes. Lunchbox.
It started off, I was like, what are we doing? I had to sit through the credits at the very beginning of the movie. I was like, this is so stupid.
Well, because they're messing with you like Andy Kaufman messed with people.
I understand, but I was like, this is so dumb. Like, we know the movie's not over, so just get to the movie.
Hey.
Okay? And I didn't like how they went from him getting fired. He does one stand-up show, and he's on Saturday Night Live. It was like he got famous like that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
a movie.
I understand, but, you know, I want to see how he got famous. Like, how did he get a following? But then it was very interesting. I can't decide if he was the saddest person in the world or the happiest person in the world.
They are not mutually exclusive. Both.
That didn't take anything seriously. The Lipton guy was the funniest part.
Clifton,
whatever. He was the funniest part. I get why he was funny. I don't understand. Like, if you heard, okay, this comedian's coming to town. Last time he went on stage, all he did was read a book.
Nobody was famous from TV.
Why would you go see him?
There was no social media.
They wanted Latka.
Oh, there was
no social media.
I forget about that.
And then Latka from Taxi was coming to town to do comedy. Mm-hmm.
So then they're buying tickets, and then they don't know what they're going to get. Okay.
But that's funny to him.
Yes. Andy Kaufman's performance art was he just wants to see people's reactions, not even if it's a joke. So he would, you know, take a book out and just start reading it. Everybody's like, ha. And he would read it for 2 hours.
The whole book.
Didn't you say one time he got a tent?
Mm-hmm. Set up a tent and sleep in it. On stage, and everybody's like, "When's the joke?" And he went to sleep, and his whole bit was, "Let's see what happens." I love it.
I thought it was interesting how he was on Saturday Night Live and just played a record.
Again, he did Mighty Mouse. Here I come to save the day on the very first ever SNL, and it felt awkward because everybody's watching him going, "Oh no, he's bombing," because he was just sitting up there nervous, and then they're doing, and then all of a sudden the Mighty Mouse part. Here he gets so animated.
Yeah,
look at Andy Kaufman play Elvis on Johnny Carson. One of the funniest things you'll ever see. Because he's so nervous and twitchy, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was it's such an interesting movie. Like, I had no idea about this dude. Like,
love
I mean,
it.
You talk
love
about
him.
His funeral, honestly, I was emotional.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did he really do that video at his funeral?
Yes.
That's legit. I saw that, and I was like, that's pretty cool.
Ray, how much time do we have? I know we got to jump.
3 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I gave it 4 out of 5 Tony Liptons.
Oh, cool. What'd you give it?
4.5. Out of 5.
Give it? 5 out of 5.
Morgan, what'd you think about it?
Well, I definitely saw why it's your favorite movie. There's a lot of dark humor, which you tend to like lean into sometimes. So I see why it's your favorite. It didn't pick up for me until like the second half, and then it got really sad. Mm-hmm. So I felt a lot of emotions going through it, and I do love Jim Carrey. I felt he was really good. But I don't know that I loved it as much as they all did. I wasn't as interested. Like 3.5 out of 5 conspiracy theories.
That's a good rating.
Jim Carrey was really good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Really good.
I know. And I don't even consider one of my favorite actors. But, like, between that and
Ace Ventura?
Truman, no. Oh. No. That, Truman Show, and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, they're 3 of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
And he happens to play a serious role in all of them.
Okay, so when you come
hold on, Ray, do your review.
Yeah, I appreciated it. I didn't love it. I saw you intertwine throughout it. I gave it 2 out of 5 Tony Cliftons. He was hilarious. I just didn't love Andy Kaufman, but I appreciated it.
I can see where you wouldn't like, where some people just hate that.
Tony Clifton. Hey, you guys, no smoking. He comes out smoking. yeah, I'm smoking.
It was
that was
such
so funny.
It's like, what are you saying? Shut up. Yeah, come over here. Yeah, shut up. He just starts fighting with people in the audience.
He was opening like for himself as a character.
I love it.
And then once people started to realize it was him, it wasn't him anymore.
He's making fun of the crowd.
Yeah.
Get up here. Come up here on stage. Yeah, seriously. Wow.
Go ahead, Amy. Like 30 seconds.
Oh, you just how he's inspired you. You say you really have, he's been a part of inspiring your career. Like, what is something you've done?
I've never run from awkwardness. I love it. Even if it's on the air or even my stand-up act, I used to do an impression of my dad, my biological father, and I would just walk off stage.
Yeah.
Like he left, and then I would just stay off stage and let it. So it's
little
things like that mm-hmm. where it's I don't really get scared of uncomfortableness. I kind of embrace it because we're not conditioned to sit in it. I like sitting in it.
Okay.
If it's on this show, and this show has always been uncomfortable at times. Even from the early, early days, we would just go, ooh, this is awkward. Let's stay on the air. So that, yes, you'd try stuff. And you know, with the Raging Idiots, I used to open for the Raging Idiots going like, I'm going to, and that was kind of inspired by Tony Clifton opening for
Andy Kaufman.
And then him saying, I need Tony Clifton to have a guest role on Taxi. And they're like, who's Tony Clifton? His agent's like, I don't know, man.
And he shows up. And he's like causing so much.
He's smoking everywhere he goes.
Man on the moon. I'm glad that you guys understood, enjoyed, appreciated. Yeah, there you go.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
We all just went on vacation and Bobby had a situation at the airport where a flight got canceled. And then because of all the cancellations and things happening, he got offered a first class ticket, but his wife didn't. So what happened? He told us the whole story of everything that went down. And just listen to this story and think, what would you do in this situation? Because I bet everybody has a slightly different answer.
Number five.
So we were going on vacation and we're going to the airport and we get a text, your flight's been canceled. And so we were going to go to Detroit and then Detroit, we were going to fly over to like Europe somewhere. That was the big long flight. And so flight got canceled. We're supposed to leave at like 12:30 after the show. And so we got put on a flight at 7 p.m. to Minneapolis. And then from Minneapolis, we flew over overseas. So we get there and we check in and they're like, we don't have a ticket for you. Just go on through. We'll give it to you at the gate. It's one of those where we have to be allowed on because we don't have a seat. But what they're doing is they're offering other people money to get off the seat, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
So we were those people because we got canceled on. They were offering people $300 if you'll get off. They don't know it's us. And so they're like, okay, cool. So like you have your tickets. You're going. So we go and it's Caitlin, my wife, and myself. And they say, okay, here are your two tickets. Sir, you're upgraded to first class. And here's your ticket, Caitlin. And we, so I have a first class seat now because I've been upgraded.
Oh, no.
And she doesn't. So she's just chilling. You know, it's just a coat. It's just a normal. You know, it's just that. And so I'm like, what do I do? Like, we're married, right? I don't have to do a grand gesture. It's like, I give her? So.
This is tough.
It's already happened. So the situation has happened. So I'm not going to tell you. I forgot all about this. But one of my friends thought it was so funny. He said, I should bring it up to you guys. What would you have done, first of all? You get a first class and your wife gets a
coach.
Random, yeah, whatever, normal seat. What do you do, Eddie?
Oh, man, I'm thinking about this. I think I would keep my first class ticket.
And she just luck of the draw?
Yeah. I think, and I would say, hey, I've never sat first class. Like, let me just enjoy this.
And she's like, well, I haven't either.
Yeah, but I got the ticket.
Got it. Lunchbox.
I'd tell her, that's show business, baby.
No.
Show business. Yeah,
I would say, hey, I'll bring you a drink. You know what I mean? I'm going to be up here. I'll see you on the other side. I can come behind the curtain. You want a drink? I'll bring you a glass of champagne. You can make some new friends. And I'm going to be up here in first class living the life because they chose me for a reason. They didn't think you were first class. Maybe you can work your way up.
Okay.
Boom.
What do you think I did?
Oh, you caved like a little, you folded like a lawn chair and handed that ticket to her and said, you sit up here first class, I'll be the little sissy in the back.
Okay, see that.
Did you do that?
I wouldn't put it that way, but I could also see this happening. You going back and there's maybe three or four people on Caitlin's row and y'all see, hey, is anybody traveling alone next to Caitlin? And then
you give them the first class.
And then you sit back and coach next to Caitlin. And that's a fun surprise for someone that was traveling alone.
That is the dumbest thing you would do.
But probably something you would do.
Yeah.
Why would you give it to a random stranger?
Definitely something.
No, you got to enjoy
I didn't do anything. I'm just asking
you
what
you've done something.
Oh, boy.
I'm asking what you think
I
did.
You definitely didn't keep it. If you tried to give it to her, the only reason why you kept it is because she said, no, keep it.
Like, can we have multiple choice?
No, I'm just asking what you thought.
Yeah.
I mean,
Lunchbox says I folded like a lawn chair, but I don't think it's folding if I did that. Amy said I did something outside of the two probably possibilities. Eddie?
I still think deep inside you're one of us. You did what me and Lunchbox would do.
And here's the thing. Eddie would never do that.
Yes, I would.
Mm.
You want to make a bet?
Yeah, you have to call your wife to ask if you can bet on this show.
That's true.
So don't act
like that's money finances, that you're spending.
Finance is different.
Ray?
Yeah, I think you took it just because you had to do business work and stuff. So you definitely did first class.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You did not work on the plane, did you?
Does he ever not work, Amy? Like,
yeah,
really?
He's vacation.
Nah, he still works. Vacation.
He found something.
So we have two people that said.
The three of us said, oh no. And Ray said you did. You took the chair. You took the
first class.
Yeah.
And Lunchbox says I didn't. And Amy says I.
You gave the ticket away
to a stranger.
That's weird.
Donated a kidney on the plane or something.
No, maybe not. I mean, just to sit by Caitlin. Or you offered it to her and she was like, no, I'll stay here. You got the ticket. It's fine. Because I don't
know. Wait a minute.
There, you guys are forgetting about a different option.
Go ahead.
Bobby went to first class and offered someone some cash to go sit back in the coach
so Caitlin could
come up.
No way.
That's a baller move.
Wait. So Bobby sat in his first class seat.
And whoever's, I don't know on a plane going international, like if there's
This wasn't international. This is Nashville to Minneapolis.
He definitely paid someone up front.
What?
I thought this was like overseas.
Nashville to Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you might have paid some. You paid someone.
You paid someone?
You balled out and said, here's a stack of cash. Get to the back. Let my wife come sit up here. Honey. Pop
How
her in the butt and come on.
2 hours.
Okay, you probably just stayed in the seat. Like, this is, I was thinking all day,
I gave her the seat. I sat in the back.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay.
And she gladly took it.
Yeah, she was like, okay.
Exactly.
Why didn't you do that?
Why should you gladly take it? Why is it okay for her to gladly take it and not for you to gladly take it? That's what I don't understand.
Makes no sense, man.
Like, these rules that you guys put on these things.
There's no rule. She didn't even say. She was like, are you sure you can sit up? She's like, I don't care. You can sit up there. You're way taller than I am.
Yes. Now,
she has long legs.
And I was like, it's all good. You can have it. And I was miserable back there. But still. But no, I gave it to her. It's because I wanted to cash it in later, too, guys.
Like another favor?
Yeah, it's like.
Like it's football season, golf.
Remember I let, you had first class?
Does that work?
Yeah. It does with us, yeah.
Because the remember when I did this.
But you have to do it while they still remember, though.
Okay.
I cashed it in like the next day. So I did let her have it. And I was very uncomfortable, even though that's where I would have been anyway. But I was just like, I'm so miserable. Although, but I gave her the ticket.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know,
Lunchbox is like, so disgusted with me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sad, dude. It's sad to see a guy just put his,
put his what?
What did you put what?
His tail between his legs.
Okay.
His
I don't think that's what you're gonna say.
I don't either, but okay.
No, that's what it is. And you just go to the back like, oh, I'm a little sad puppy, you know what I mean? My wife controls everything. I mean, it's just
the control.
Yeah, yeah. When people on the plane sees that, they're like,
No one saw that.
When
they see that.
When people see that.
They got no backbone.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number two.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save.
UndercoverTourist.com. Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Another month has come and gone, which how the heck are we already in September? I have no idea. But because another month has passed, we had to do Employee of the Month. And somebody won. Just a reminder, Lunchbox and Eddie knocked themselves out when they both won Employee of the Month, and they both chose to knock each other. I don't know. It was really confusing. Still don't quite understand what happened, but they were not involved in this latest round. They did get some news in this recent Employee of the Month, and somebody did get chosen, and they got to choose whether it was money and spinning the wheel or self-promotion and all that good stuff. So here you go. You're about to find out. Bobby Bones chose August Employee of the Month.
Number four.
It's time for the Employee of the Month. Here's Abby bringing in the wheel. Thank you, Abby. You sit down over there with that microphone in case, who knows, you may win.
She knows she's not going to win.
You never know.
There she is.
I mean, it's really, if me and Eddie are eliminated, it's a one-horse race.
Abby, how was your birthday yesterday? Good?
Good. Yeah.
Do you feel? How do you feel about a birthday?
They're not very fun anymore, and I don't like celebrating myself, so.
You don't like them anymore?
No.
Because you're getting older?
Yeah. They're just not fun anymore.
Did your boyfriend get you anything?
I'm sure he won't. What?
It's a good question.
It's a solid question.
It's a good question. After 25, I feel like they're not fun.
After 25?
Yes.
You don't go to Chuck E. Cheese anymore? Like, what's the problem?
No, you go to adult.
Yeah.
I don't know why that year. It's just...
Did anybody here celebrate you?
Here? In the studio?
On the studio.
No. You gave me a gift. So thank you. And
Amy did too.
Thank you, Amy.
Wow,
Amy. Dang, that was harsh.
Well, she said no to me.
I forgot to open it. It's still in my car. So she did give me a gift.
Amy, that's how much she cares about your gift. She just leaves it in the car. I mean, goodness. But her boyfriend, what'd he get you?
Stop asking.
Okay, do you want me to shut? Do you want me to say no more boyfriend questions?
Yes.
Can I ask one?
Yeah.
Just one.
Yes.
Do you have to answer?
I have to answer?
I mean, can I ask one that you have to answer, then we'll just move on, and he can't ask anything else about it.
Go ahead and ask if they broke up, man.
No.
That was bad news.
That's the question.
I haven't asked anything. I just need you guys to both be quiet for a second.
That's awkward.
Abby, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Here we go. My only question is, and you can answer it. You don't have to elaborate. We can just move on. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay, moving on. Wow. That's it. We got to respect the rules, though, because she won't trust us again next time.
Okay.
They're still together.
Yeah, she won't trust us again if we cheat here and keep going, okay?
Right.
Moving on. Happy birthday, by the way, Abby.
Thank you.
I hope it was awesome. Okay, so Employee of the Month. I'd like to recognize a member of the show who's brought the best content, best storylines, and overall I shine more than anyone else in the room. Amy, did you happen to yell at Abby on her birthday, too, by the way? Or was that just Lauren last time? Is that like a thing now?
Oh, dang.
That wasn't for Employee of the Month.
No, but it was on her birthday.
It was just on her birthday. Remember Lauren when she came in?
You do that on people's birthdays.
I know.
That's
no,
thing.
Abby,
thing.
I didn't.
Yell at me.
Okay. No, and I didn't mean to.
But Abby forgot about her present.
And I apologized.
So Lunchbox and Eddie were blocked.
Mix up.
I'm making a joke.
We blocked each other. It was weird.
No,
they were co-winners and they eliminated each other for the next 2 months.
It was so dumb.
So they originally were out for August and September. It was the dumbest thing we've ever seen on this. So,
like, his wish was to block me.
No, because you
wish was to block him.
No,
you're only eliminated for this last month. You're not blocked for 2 months, only 1 month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So my speech is, I'm back after today.
But you're not.
You're not. You're still out.
Okay. So here we go. You guys did do great work, though.
Eddie, for example,
you pitched a segment where we diagnosed you on the air, which led to us asking for a doctor to come up with a health issue. So now random doctors are stopping by because of Eddie's first health issue.
You're welcome.
We've got all these doctors that come by. He talked about the awkwardness of his brother hitting him up for Morgan Wallen tickets for his boss's daughter.
Oh, let's not bring that up again.
Oh, did that turn bad?
Hey, don't worry about it. Keep moving. Keep going.
Spanish words of the day all month?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But you did not win.
That was terrible.
Lunchbox brought us bathroom confessions. Audio of him winning at the casino, slot machine, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
He embarrassed the show at a show lunch. He failed at spilling tea on Morgan when she was like, I need a plumber. And he was like, you're having hookups.
Oh, you had a dude at your house and he clogged the toilet.
He made us watch Showgirls. And he updated us on our stocks. So
he also visited us from the future.
That was that old guy, yeah.
That was funny.
Morgan's been open about her dating life. She let us pick a person to go on a date with. Lunchbox suggested Hot Rodney, but how's that?
Yeah, still nothing.
Yeah, nothing. So,
we were on vacation. I knew she didn't want to be interrupted in her vacation. I told Hot Rodney, hey, vacation, not a good time. She's with her parents. You got to meet.
Did you tell Hot Rodney that?
Yes.
NLR?
He backs away from the mic.
NLR, you told Hot Rodney.
No.
Okay.
But I knew we were on vacation. I figured she didn't want to have time to date while she was in the.
The three finalists are Raymundo.
Yeah!
Oh,
but you didn't win.
Oh, man.
Abby.
Didn't win.
Woo!
Which, by the way, Hey There Hometown, a song that she wrote.
That's
a
right.
Big bit.
Yeah.
When is that being released, Abby?
It is in its final stages. It's being touched up.
Is it
right
a tadpole?
Now?
What's happening here?
I mean, it's still a butterfly.
God dang.
It's a caterpillar.
I mean, what's happening right now? Just,
you don't understand. Abby doesn't know how to capitalize on an opportunity. Like, she lets the whole moment.
No. Are you talking?
Yes. I strike while the iron
you
is hot.
You don't strike anything.
I mean, the song would have got.
The
one.
Winner is Amy, employee of the month.
It was obvious. There was only one comment.
Amy had ear surgery live on the air performed by Dr. Lucky. She was very open about her latest meltdown, revealed a lot on the air. It took up a whole multiple segments talking about meltdowns. She shared how one of her kids wants to change their name. She continues to be open about talking about her divorce. She's a great sport about it. Just so much. Amy, you are. Even if they'd have been in.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It would have been close.
No, it wouldn't have been.
I mean, I brought the.
Amy, you are the employee, though.
Oh, thank you.
So what do you want to say first to all your fans out there?
Oh, well, just to everybody in this room, I think we all encourage each other. Like, Eddie even bringing the chiropractor in to diagnose. Like, if that hadn't happened, I don't know if my brain would have thought to come on and said, hey, I need someone to sew up my ear right now. I mean, we didn't know who was going to show up. I would have taken anybody.
But stop. Don't give credit for
Eddie.
No,
but I
like
think
that.
All
you
all Bobby
do you want to spin the wheel of cash?
Whatever. We all feed
Thanks,
off each
Amy.
Other.
Do you
You're
want
welcome.
Self-promotion or do you want to block somebody for a month of contention?
Block lunchbox.
Which if you do, you will be blocking them from another month if it's one of those two.
Amy, do it.
I don't want to block anybody.
It can inspire another bit.
No, I don't like that kind of energy.
So are you not blocking anybody?
I'm not going to block.
Dang it. All right.
Who do you want me to block?
Lunchbox.
I just think it's funny. I don't care who you block. I'm just like, people you block. But go ahead.
Yeah. I mean,
you want to spend the wheel?
I guess I could block.
It's up to you. You can do whatever you want.
Okay, no. Bad energy. I'll either spin the wheel or last time it did come in handy when we did, like, people, I think we sent them to my podcast and they left a review.
Mm-hmm. What would you like, Amy?
Reviews.
You want reviews? That's not
five stars.
What?
Okay. She wants self-promotion. Okay, Ray, we're going to give Amy 30 seconds of self-promotion. If you can get a timer, what?
Can I just request,
No. Your time.
Okay.
You get 30 seconds. Is that what you're picking? Self-promotion?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what she would have won on the money wheel. Let's spin the wheel!
Okay.
Amy, had you been on the wheel, you'd have got spin again times three.
Okay.
Oh, we spin it again.
Wow.
It's going to be
$300. No, it's not.
You would have had
$150.
Wow.
You would have won $150.
Shoot. Amy.
Oh, I thought it'd be 50 and then you spin two more times.
No, she got three times three, so 50 times three. She won $150.
Yeah.
But instead, she gets 30 seconds of promotion.
Okay. Oh.
Well, all right, start the timer and go.
Four Things with Amy Brown is my podcast. And last time y'all were so nice, you went and left reviews. If you listen, I mean, you could give it a listen too. I don't mean just leave something false. But I think I have to counter some of Lunchbox's fans. And I think what they think is that Lunchbox and I don't really ever get along because I can tell when they're leaving reviews on my feed. They're like, why are you so rude to Lunchbox? You suck. One star. And I'm like, they don't listen to my podcast.
Amy,
so they
promote.
Oh, okay.
So. Time.
No, Amy.
That's it. Amy's out of promotion time. Employee of the month, Amy.
Wow,
there she is.
What did I miss?
No, that's it. Congratulations.
What did you promote?
Who knows what the I don't even know what that was.
To
yes.
Leave a review.
She basically trolled Lunchbox's fans. That's it.
No, I'm trying to
right.
sit. Like,
thank you.
Be nice.
Amy, I gotta play a song. We're
like,
out of time.
Spread,
yeah.
positivity, spread positivity, not one star.
There you go. All right.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Ashley McBride was on the show this week, and I so wish we could share performances with you guys on the podcast because Hers was so awesome, so make sure you go check it out on our YouTube page. But the interview was also really cool. We got to find out what happens during glam time for Ashley McBride, and also new music, just a lot of things we had to talk about with Ashley. And of course, the CMA nominations came out this week, and she was nominated. So a lot of good stuff in the interview and that performance on YouTube at Bobby Bones Show.
Number 3, the Friday Morning Conversation with
Ashley McBride.
It's a big day. There's nominations for CMAs. I feel like, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong here. So you get nominated for CMA awards. You've been in the awards. You've been performing at award shows. People loved you before I think people knew to love you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what critical even means anymore, because you were getting nominated for awards before you had popped mainstream. I'll call it mainstream. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean,
because the first time I ever seen you, I'm from Arkansas. The first time I had ever seen you perform, first time I've seen you.
Hey, it's
Ashley.
Okay. I mean, we both speak.
Yeah.
I mean, yo habla hillbilly.
We're both small town Arkansas. Was at an award show, and I was so blown away, and I was like, oh, I need to really pay attention to her, because there were some people that just knew you were good. Maybe it was your management who they talked, but I feel like these award shows have been really good for people like me to be exposed to you, because how you do it is so authentic.
Thanks.
And is so not, and I don't mean this in a good or bad way, it's so not what the mainstream is often fed, and that you've changed what mainstream is a bit.
I hope that just being who you are, just performing how you perform.
Easy to say, not always easy to do.
I know, but I'm also really bad at pageantry. And I think that has helped. I've never been any good at, how y'all doing?
Mm-hmm.
I've been better at, what's up with this guy on table two? What's up, sunglasses? What's up, shades?
You always wear those? She gets in a fight at her own show.
Right? No, you just interact with people. And then you're like, anyway, here's a song by Pure Prairie League. And you're like, so that... And it is harder to interact with people, especially at an awards show, because it's all us-ins.
Yeah, it's a very inside.
But it's also a nice breath of air, too, when I'm watching Lainey perform, and that always just feels good when you're in those situations, knowing that everybody that is watching you does also what you do. Their thighs are sweaty, too.
Good for you, though, for enjoying that, because I struggle with that. If I'm watching a comedian, I have to remind myself not to be jealous because they're different or better or neither. I just automatically am like, I need to be competitive.
I know, but we live in a culture, and it chose us, a competitive comparison culture.
And I don't feel like I'm trying to be better than people. I just don't want to be lesser because I'm so insecure.
Same.
So the fact that you're like, you watch Lainey and you can get in, like,
I'm not tall or skinny or blonde, and I'm covered. Like, those are the three main criteria. So, you know, you constantly have to watch yourself to be like, no, it's okay. I just am different.
Good for you for having me. I'm grateful that you exist in this space, because I think you have pulled music generally in a more authentic direction. Sonically, you have a great voice, but I think just the authenticity of like your message and your songs, I think has pulled it 6% in the way of people are just like, screw it, I'm just going to be who I am. So I applaud you for that. Congratulations.
I feel like as a genre, we're kind of doing that right now anyway. We did the thing where we went super one other direction, and we're such a pendulum genre at all times in all of the things, and how much we borrow from other genres and how much we are like, no, only tradition. Like, we kind of swing. And right now I think we're in a more, I mean, in a so what?
I have a clip of you here performing. It's AI, you doing Baby Got Back. All right, here it is. No, I'm just kidding. There's not.
Yeah.
It's not that at all. So congrats on the CMAs. What'd you get nominated for?
Album and video and female.
That's right. Yeah. The album one I was super pumped for.
When I saw that nomination, I was like, what?
Yeah, the album one I was so excited for you for.
Thank you, because we released it in September, so it wasn't eligible for last CMAs.
Mm-hmm. That's super. And an album's like a body of work.
Yes. And are meant to be listened to.
With different messages.
Top to bottom. Yeah. Unless they're just a collection of singles all on one disc, which is totally fine too.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'd love to see it for you. Okay, so there's a couple big other things that are happening today. So why don't we talk about The Devil I Know?
Yeah.
Because we've been waiting for this for a while.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, it's 11 songs, and I feel like a bit, because I listened to a lot this morning, I feel like a bit... You absolutely know who you are, but you always kind of push yourself a little bit into slightly new directions, if it's songwriting, even if it's sonically at times. Where would you feel the risks are you took with this record?
There were songs like Light On in the Kitchen that I was worried would be too tender And also when it comes to, you know, attacking ourselves, like we're us, that we're all insecure, that we all do. I was like, oh, finger picky, song. Like, we know I can do that. I've done that a lot. So then I thought, well, what if I don't care if the song is too tender to go next to The Devil I Know? Who cares? It belongs on this record. So we did that. And then there were things like Blackout Betty, which is just straight rock. So, and then there is the chance that that's too rock and roll for a country record. So I don't care. And Whiskey and Country Music is so country. I was just like,
it might be too country for a country record.
Exactly. It's too country for a country record. Then I was like, yeah, cool. I don't care. Right. So that's what we did, was everything we did, we leaned into it harder. A single at the same time, way more tender than Light On in the Kitchen. And while we were singing, because we do everything live together. And then if we have to go back and do something else.
Do you record the record live together?
Everything all live together.
That is so rare.
And
wow.
We do go back if we need to punch a harmony and things like that. But most of the time, we just do it live.
You ever get so mad at the xylophone player because they screwed up a note? And you're like, we all got it right, and you screwed up, Timmy.
But, you know, when you are fixing something and going back, the other band members, we all kind of go get a coffee or whatever. Single at the same time was such a tender, quiet moment. Nobody got out of their seats. And Chris and I were singing, and I looked around, and everybody was still sitting there because we had played it as a band, and then we sang another pass. And I was like, oh, my God, this is creepy. Mm. And so that we leaned into that. So anything that was uncomfortable became the true north on the compass at the time.
It was kind of
it's
the baseline.
Too loud. Let's be louder. Yeah. Let's it's too country. Okay. Let's not hide. Let's not flatten our hillbilly accent.
Yeah. Hey, she walks in. I'm immediately drawn. Let me play a little bit of that song real quick. Actually. Yeah. So here is Single at the Same Time. The record is out today. It is called Devil I Know. And Ray, hit that clip.
Single at the same time.
Hey, what a perspective. Like what an angle to go in at.
Thanks.
Lots of love songs. Almost impossible to write a version that I haven't heard. That I haven't heard that specific angle before.
Thank you. I hadn't either when Benji Davis said that. I think we should write. What? How do you feel about Single at the Same Time? And I was like, oh my gosh.
Because it's like you're happy. You're saying you're happy.
Absolutely, you're happy. And this, it's from just the singer's point of view, having this conversation with their friend over a couple of beers, and. Every once in a while, in the bridge of that, it says, the second verse, it says, there's still those little moments when your eyes hold on to mine, but I wouldn't ask you to do nothing that would make us have to lie. And you've got somebody and I've got somebody and we're happy about that.
And there's integrity.
But what if, I mean, I just wonder what would have happened. I don't want to change anything. Just what would have happened?
Yeah, that's good. Dang. Would you play, and Ashley McBride is here. Her record is out. The tour, we'll talk about the tour in a second.
Yeah.
But would you play Coldest Beer in Town?
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is, I believe it's one of the top two or three tracks on the record.
Yeah.
It's out today. Here is Ashley McBride performing for us, Coldest Beer in Town. Dang, that is awesome. Yeah. That is so awesome.
Thanks.
Holy crap. You should open your guitar case because I'm going to throw some money in there.
Yeah, and I would be totally at home with
holy
that
crap.
Mode of making money.
Okay, Ashley McBride is here. The record is out today. That is on the record. It's called Coldest Beer in Town.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the tour next. We're going to play Light On in the Kitchen right now. You're not. You get some
water. No problem.
Yeah, get some water. Yeah. She starts playing it again. We let her.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Ashley McBride.
Why were you watching Wonder Years?
When we do glam for things, and especially if it's a big day like today, getting to come be with you, we generally get Chick-fil-A and watch Golden Girls. But as we started glam this morning, the last episode of Golden Girls played, so I had to jump to Wonder Years.
It's such a good show too that I forget sometimes that if I just invest a little time back in it, it made me feel good.
Also, you don't realize it, but when we were growing up, Fred Savage's voice was a very calming element in our lives. Mm-hmm. And when you've got it on in the background, you're just like, oh, yeah.
And then also the Joe Cocker version of, whoa, would you
it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think there's a whole generation of probably our age people who don't even know that's a Beatles song.
I didn't until I got older. I was like, oh, that's a different take on it. Mm-hmm. No, it's actually the take on it.
Yeah, the older. Yeah. What would you do if I sang
right,
out of tune?
That's not how that song goes.
You're like, that's a weird cover. Yeah. So you have the record. You're going out on tour to support the record.
Oh, yeah.
Your audience loves any music that you play, meaning there are some artists I don't want them to play a whole bunch of new stuff because I like
right.
it. But there are some artists where I'm like, heck, what did you write today? It's that. And I feel like you're in that second category for me where it doesn't matter what you sing, I'm going to love the show. So when you play and you have a new record, do you play a lot? Are you going to play a lot of the new songs on this tour?
We'll play all 11 tracks.
Really?
Yeah, in the fall show.
Do you already know them all?
Yes, in that we had a rehearsal last week because I wanted to take this Red Rock show with Jerks when he invited us to come play. Problem was we should have been playing a release show that night. Mm. So we just backed up the release show a week. So we went into a rehearsal space, a tiny, tiny one, not like a big fancy one, where we can just woodshed it, and played every song we hadn't played off the record 3 times. And then the first time we heard the record live top to bottom was at the release show.
Oh, really?
So we played it live top to bottom, and then
that's cool.
We put all 11 songs in the new show.
Can you hear a song and take a minute and figure it out and just play it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I learned to play. Which I'm sure there are some things about that are really impressive, especially when a child is doing it. But then when you're an adult, and I've been playing guitar for 30 years, and we're learning a new song, and I'm like, can you hum what that thing was you just did? Because if you tell me what it was, I'm not going to know.
Oh, but you can hear it and then find it. You chase it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I studied in college. I was a French horn player, so I studied theory, but figured bass, like the Roman numerals that you would use to like label a chord in a chorale, does not translate at all to me holding a 6-string in my hand for me. And I'm sure there are ways to make it do that, but I just reading music and playing music are not the same thing to me.
Why the French horn?
Because there weren't very many people playing it. I was a trumpet player like we all were.
That's
you
why
know?
People become proctologists, I feel, honestly.
Yeah, because they'll offer you a scholarship.
Yeah, because it's like there aren't a lot of people, doctors that want to get in buttholes.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'll do that one. And then right. they make a lot of money and they're successful.
Yeah, so we didn't have enough French horn players at my high school or my middle school. And so the band director at the time said, hey, would you mind taking one of these home and figuring out how to play that? And I was like, sure.
So regal.
So with that, can you hear something and then you just play it on the French horn?
Yeah.
But, okay.
Wow. Not as quickly, though. I'm just because this, holding this instrument in my hand, and this, I've been doing this since I was 9, so it just feels like, it's like popping your fingers. You kind of know what it's going to take. And sometimes with a French horn, where I think your hand needs to be, like what finger it needs to be, like, nope, that's not it.
I don't even know which one would be a French horn, actually.
That's
you laid out 5 horns, I'd be like.
Say, it's round, and it looks like you have your hand. It's like if you were a brass proctologist.
Oh, brass proctologist. Yes. Yeah. Tickets to Ashley's show, they're up. AshleyMcBride.com. The Devil I Know tour is about to start October the 7th. I did see you on Instagram with Jelly Roll.
Yes.
Which, like, what a sweet guy.
Great guy. I love performing for his fans.
When I did the Opry, it's probably a month or so ago, he was performing after me. And I did my 15 minutes of stand-up, and then I came back and was introducing him. But as I was up there, I didn't know Jelly Roll was coming on later, but I just felt something different about the audience at the Opry.
Yep.
Just something was like, like oddly electric in a wonderful way, but also it made me a little, I was like, why is this group acting like this? And I've never seen anything like that at the Opry at the beginning. I've seen it at the end when somebody like yourself or Garth or somebody kills, but I've never seen with Jelly, they were so just energetic, excited, pumped before he even came on, and it affected everything before him.
And he, just surrounding him and just the way he carries himself and the people he surrounds himself with, he has created this amazing culture. And we love to talk about in country music that we create space for healing and togetherness. You ain't seen nothing till you've seen Jelly Roll do it. I've told people at like, you know, in the radio room or at meet and greet or whatever, you've not seen an entertainer that makes you feel the way he will make you feel. And there are moments, I watched my first time side stage. I was like, I need to go catch the rest of the show. And the song She, which I love anyway, watching him perform it live. And then that paired with the production on the video wall that's going on in the background, all of a sudden you're crying. You're like, I am crying. I'm crying at a Jelly Roll show. And you're looking out at the audience and you've got these different, it's so diverse.
Yes, absolutely.
That, and I can see how it might be unsettling maybe at first to go, wait, these people don't belong together. But when it clicks that, yes, we do.
I feel like that's at your shows too, honestly.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And it was so nice to see such amazing different groups of people, and there was no one going, well, she has entirely too many tattoos for country mm-hmm. music, you know, mm-hmm. because we do run into that sometimes. And I, and to those people, I say, you are right. I can hear that in every song.
Her, the last show of Ashley's I went to, I saw a French horn player and a proctologist right beside each other. It was totally
yeah.
weird.
I'm just bringing people together.
It was totally weird.
Yeah.
Would you mind playing another new song for us?
Yeah, sure.
So if I can pick, I'd like to hear Women Ain't Whiskey.
Yes, because we aren't.
That is true, and I like the song. So, yes, here is Ashley McBride. The new album is out today. It is called Devil I Know, and here is Women Ain't Whiskey. Come on, Ashley McBride.
Yeah. I feel like that one right there, I mean, you just gave women an easy response to if they're in a similar situation at times and there's like a text coming through and it's like, oh, I don't really know what to say. Oh, I'm so tired. Ugh. Like they just go click that song, attach it, send it.
Just send it.
And then they can
fantastic.
Listen. Yes, like that's it. That's
the
message.
Send a link to it because they need to pay for the music.
Okay. Oh, send
yeah,
a link.
Yeah. Instead of sending like MP3 bootlegged, you know?
I'll just make a TikTok that they can share.
Yes.
That's it.
I'm Ashley McBride. The person that just sent you this TikTok doesn't want to come out and meet you.
Yes.
The things that you wanted to come out and meet
that's
them for.
Mm-hmm.
Because women
right.
are not
I'm Ashley McBride, and this is her response to, hey, you up?
Yes, exactly. And then wait, I could be like, I'm not whiskey.
That's right.
Oh, why are you
but
always,
it,
you
it takes
me,
no, I just,
it takes letting yourself be treated like that enough times to be like, I am right now to you. It seems as though you mm-hmm. feel you can just drive down to Sinkers and pick another one up.
No, Sinkers.
Mm. I love Sinkers.
No, Sinkers. Ashley McBride, AshleyMcBride.com. The tour starts in October, and then the record is out today. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah,
we love you.
You should come to the Robinson Center in Little Rock.
It's one of my favorite places. I played there a couple years ago for the first time. This is a stupid, sad story. My school had a day where they went and watched a play when I was a kid, and you had to pay to go on a field trip. And they went and they watched like Hamlet or something at that theater. And that theater holds like 2,400, something like that. I couldn't afford the ticket to go, so I just acted sick because we didn't have a lot of money. And so I was always sad I didn't get to do it. So a big thing for me was when I got to play it and I sold it out.
Yes.
It was like that childhood trauma. Like I'm constantly trying to like sew up little things.
Me too. I'm in a constant
in an unhealthy
state of
way,
healing.
But still I'm trying to heal myself in ways. Yeah. But I played it and that it's such a great room to me that you're playing for that reason, because I was like, hey kid, I know you couldn't afford to go to Hamlet when you were 11. But now you just sold out the room and people are laughing at your jokes.
And I don't think we sold it all the way out the last time we played there, which is when I got this skeleton tattoo. And it was in August. I don't know what year that was. But hopefully it'll be sold out to the gills in there. And if you're free and you're around,
I'll buy the rest of the tickets.
Then
I'll
say, your ticket is on me.
Everything
and we would
sold.
Love to have you there.
Well, thank you. Ashley McBride, AshleyMcBride.com.
It's the best bits of the week. With Morgan number two.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint.
Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Pretty much everybody on the show would love to be an actor. I think that's a very real thing for a lot of people on this show. Well, Nintendo is apparently looking for a new voice of Mario. And so instead of everybody just, you know, mimicking Mario, everybody had to audition their voice for Mario. And they were like, all these variations of what Mario could sound like if he was from Canada or if he was a woman or Eddie's like Boston, New York. I don't quite know exactly what he was rolling with there, but you got a lot of different versions of Mario. So listen to this now. And if you had to decide between these few Mario voice auditions, who are you picking?
Number two.
So Nintendo needs a new voice for Mario, from Mario Brothers.
Oh, man.
I know a lot of you guys are doing stuff, acting work, voice acting. You're trying all this new stuff. If you're new to this show, like none of us have ever done anything like this. And when I was able to put the show together, I put together a group of all my friends who had never worked in radio. So all of this performance stuff, you know, relatively speaking, is new. But does anyone want to try out for the Mario spot? Whoever the best on the show is, I will, like, give my endorsement for it.
I mean, I mean, I don't even, I got to be honest, I can't even think of what Mario sounds like.
Can you play a clip?
Yeah, here you go.
It's me, Mario.
Wow. I can do that.
So do you think that person, they died?
No, I think he retired.
Yeah.
Okay.
So these are some clips here.
You
know, what time is it?
Mario time.
Mario time.
Mario time.
Mm-hmm. Here you go.
Let's go.
So this is like Italian Mario. The problem is, the issue is they're not going to want the exact same Mario. You're not trying to do the closest impression to that as possible. Oh. They're going to want their own Mario, which could even be a female Mario.
So you're saying there's a chance.
That's why I'm saying
okay.
it.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that changes everything.
Yeah.
So.
It's okay.
It's a Mario.
That's better.
That's pretty good.
Is Mario even super
Mario?
Well, he has
insultingly Italian. He doesn't have to be.
He has to be Italian.
But he doesn't have to be that Italian.
Well, in your eyes.
Yes, but you're just copying his accent.
Now he's Borat.
True.
Guys, Mario can be what he can switch it up on you.
Okay, so who wants to go first? With I'll ask a question, you have to answer it as Mario.
I like it. I'll go first.
I'll go.
Okay, Eddie, raise his hand.
Come
first.
On,
Eddie. I'm just gonna ask you a generic question, and you answer it as Mario, and you'll have like 20 seconds. And
check
I'll
time this it. Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mario, hey, tell me about one of your favorite childhood memories.
Oh, me and Luigi, we break bricks and we go find coins and stuff and magic mushrooms. It's great.
Mario. Are you?
It's like a mix of them.
Are you in Brooklyn?
Also, hey, also, you haven't done 20. Guys, you haven't done 20 seconds. You're like 7 seconds.
Hey, Mario could. Hey, I could have moved to Brooklyn. You don't know that. So what? My life started in Italy. I moved to Brooklyn. Now I'm in.
Are
the,
you Bruno San Martino?
Maybe. What? Yeah. You got a problem with it?
I don't.
That's what I thought.
I don't, Mr. Pesci. We have 20 seconds.
Yeah. So what?
Well,
bring
that's
it.
Over
bring
now.
It on.
Yeah, now.
Bring Bowser. Bring the princess. I'll beat them all up.
Yeah, I heard Tony the Tiger.
Eddie's turning into Mafia Mario.
How cool is that?
Okay. Lunchbox.
Yeah, I'm ready. Can you hit me that clip again?
No, no more clips. Eddie didn't get a clip, and you're doing your own version of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That was a little sneak peek.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, man.
Okay. Mario, number two.
Oh, yes.
Describe your perfect day.
My perfect day is I wake up around 10 a.m., you know, and I get out and I have a big bowl of spaghetti waiting for me. The Mrs. Princess has made it with meatballs and marinara. And we share a noodle and we kiss in the middle. Then I go out for a nice leisurely run, get a couple miles in. You know us Italians, we love to run around the block. Then I come home, nap for 2.5 hours. Then get up and play some video games. Yes, it's Mario time! Da-da-da-da-da. And we're going to go take down that jerk Bowser.
It's interesting because he would fade in and out of Lunchbox.
Yeah, I thought it was Mario doing a bonehead.
Well, I thought because he was like, it's Mario. And then he would go talk as himself. And they'd say a word like spaghetti and they'd trigger him back into Mario.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, that was,
so Eddie's in the mafia. Lunchbox is half Mario, half himself. And Amy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Amy, so tell me something that happened over this past weekend.
Oh, so this last weekend, I decided to go hang out with my friend Luigi. And what we did was we got, well, we hopped around and we did some exercises so that we can be more agile when we're bouncing around in the game. And we put the coins there.
Sounds like if Mario was doing a 900 number. And you want a Mario, Mario girl to talk dirty to you.
Oh, my goodness.
So what do you do, bouncing up and...
And then he helped stretch me. Mm-hmm.
Stretch you?
Yeah, I don't think... Yeah, she got dirtier. I don't think... I don't know if it's in the cards for you guys.
That was like Mrs. Doubtfire, Amy.
Ray, can you do one?
Ow.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Ray, tell me about what it was like growing up back in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, we're going to go down there and get us some donkey bites. Try and get those coins, eh? You get some coins, that's how you're going to win the game, eh? It's Mario, eh? Yeah, we're going to go down to the port, eh? Yeah, get us some fish, eh? What are those? I'll show you. They're pretty good eating, eh?
So is Mario now Canadian?
Yes, a northern version of Mario.
I like it. You took it. You did your own thing with it.
Well, what about Brooklyn Mario?
Yeah, what about my Mario?
I mean,
what about feminine Mario?
That was not feminine.
That was dirty Mario.
That was
Mario.
Sexy was Mario. Weird.
Yeah.
That was seduction Mario.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say I can't really vouch for any of them.
Well, what about you, dude? You want to try out?
I do not.
Okay.
I don't do accents. I feel like mine will be so over the top, I'll probably get canceled.
Oh.
And I'm just not good at it, so it's not my thing. But you guys work on it.
So out of us four, no one's going
to
move on?
If I had to pick one.
Come on.
Yeah, it has to be me.
Easy.
It wouldn't Brooklyn. Be Amy's. It wouldn't
Come
be
on.
Lunchboxes.
Brooklyn Mario.
It'd probably be Canadian Mario.
What? Yeah.
It's a me Mario, eh?
Yes, that's port. It.
Yeah, Canadian Mario. I think that's what to do with there. So not your like Lunchbox had a squirrel for a while that he was doing.
Lunchbox the squirrel.
He went and took classes. He paid money to do voice classes.
How much money?
Money.
Like character. Like learn how to be a cartoon character.
Like real money.
And the squirrel was.
I believe it was Squeaky the Squirrel and Pete the Rat. Or, I can't remember exactly their name, but man.
How would Squeaky sound?
Squeaky would sound like this. Hey, I'm Squeaky the Squirrel, and we're going to go look for some nuts. Yes, it's going to be up high in the tree.
He also applied to be the Aflac Duck, which Gilbert Godfrey, I think, ended
yeah,
up
he got. No, that's when he got canceled.
Oh, he did. But he got it. He got canceled, then a new one had to come in?
Yeah, they were because of his remarks, yeah. They got were replacing it. Him. And so I went to the auditions, and I said, Aflac.
But it just sounds like you're saying it is you.
No, but I was a lot better then. Oh, I put in hours.
I'm not as good as I once.
But I was good as I once as ever. I still don't understand that. That song makes no sense.
It means he can be as good as he once was one time, basically. Like meaning,
Aflac.
If you could run a 4.640 10 years ago, you can't do it all the time anymore because you're old, but for one time, you can get it up and do it.
I'm not as good as I once was, but now I'm better than I was.
No.
Wait, hold on.
I'm not as good as
I hear that song and I get so confused.
Now I'm confused on the song, but
I want to see if I can recall it. I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good as I'll ever be.
But I'm as good one time as I'll ever be. Something like that.
Aflac. But I didn't get Aflac. They hired some guy, like it was like a sales guy.
Shocking.
I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
This was our first week back after vacation and, of course, the Labor Day holiday. So the show shared their sound from vacation. Now, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I have to say my sound from vacation might have been the most epic one. So you got to go listen to part one with Lunchbox. I talked all about it. And let's just say it involves a bear. And I also realized I just pulled the Lunchbox and said, let's just say. But it's really important that you guys go hear my bear story, okay? Right now, though, you're hearing the sounds from everybody's vacation and what they would associate the sound with what they did over their time off.
Number one.
Right, what's the sound of your vacation? Literally it. We'll do a little exercise here. Which, by the way, we'll talk about our vacations a lot more because really, who cares? It's like your dream and your fantasy football team. Like, nobody will. But if you do care, we'll talk about it in the post show a little more in depth. But just a little, we were gone for week or so, and then we had a holiday in there, which was yesterday.
but we are back. And so give me the sound of your vacation, Amy.
Well, my goal for vacation was a little relaxation and restoration, and my sound is a sound bath.
I've done one of these.
I attended my first one ever. And
what is happening?
Afterwards, all I heard was these bowls with the, and then my favorite thing too, this is the bowl sound, but they also do this rainwater thing, like, and it was so peaceful. Like, I've been YouTubing them and just doing my own YouTube sound bath in my room.
So what does that mean? You just play this while you take a bath?
No. So it has nothing to do with the bath. I did this accidentally once too.
Accidentally?
Well, my wife's like, let's do a sound bath. And I'm like, sounds kinky. But we went to a room because we were staying at like these cabins, and there was like this other small cabin, and this guy's in there with all these basically instruments, but he just plays, and you just lay there and basically it's like you're in a trance.
Those instruments?
Yes.
Oh, so you're not in the water.
No.
And you're not naked.
Oh. But I've fallen asleep both times I've done it. And when I sleep, I breathe like.
You're like Stanley.
And my wife's like hitting, like, stop, people can hear you. Because there's like 10 people in the room. So it was good for you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Anytime now I hear a sound bath noise, I'll be taken back to this vacation.
It relaxed me.
Mm-hmm.
I just fell asleep. But they're like, let it fall asleep. My wife's like, don't, because you're loud. I have two sounds. Here's my first sound.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Oh.
We went to Italy. Never been to Italy before. Buongiorno. And we did a
Buongiorno.
We did, went to Florence. We took a cooking class. And in Italy, I believe now, they don't allow processed foods. You talk about the greatest part of healthcare. There's no processed foods.
Like no fast food places?
We had, we could eat bread. I ate everything. I gained no weight. I went crazy eating. And that's real healthcare. Is there like no processed foods? You can't make
that's
those.
That's what's up.
So Italy was pretty awesome. We did that. Went to Rome. Never been to Rome before. I have all these notes on my phone. I forgot to even look at them. But what was crazy about Rome, because again, I never travel until the last 5 or 6, 7 years. And so I don't know. I don't have a lot of world culture. And so we were stopped on the street in Rome. And they said, hey, you should walk with your bags in front of you, your body. Because we would go shopping. And I was like, oh, yeah. She goes, yes, because this is what I was told, that there are gypsies that are in Rome, and they send their kids out, and there are pickpockets everywhere anywhere, but they send small kids out, and they'll pickpocket, and they'll grab stuff from bags in your pockets. They train their kids to do that.
Real gypsies?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I was kicking any kid. I don't care what country they're from. Little kid near me, kick.
Get out of here.
I don't even know if he was an American kid, Chinese kid. I kick him.
So you had to put your purse in the front?
Yeah.
Your bag.
My purse is always in the front, though, for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, around your shoulder, front.
Oh, you're making a joke. I do. I do wear a bag. Yeah. It's a purse. I love it. The fact that guys aren't really allowed to have purses, that's the stupidest thing ever. I love my bag. And then my second sound is this.
Bonjour.
So my wife and I decided we had like 3 days left, and everything in Europe, because Italy is basically the size of New Mexico. It's longer, but if they land together, it's just New Mexico.
That's the one that looks like a boot?
Yes.
Okay.
But if you smash it together, like total land, it's New Mexico. Ireland is like Iowa.
Okay.
It doesn't take that long to get places. So we got a flight and flew to Paris. I've never been to Paris. I studied French. Never been to Paris. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm in Paris. And so, buongiorno.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
So you saw the Eiffel Tower?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the Pisa one back in Italy?
Leaning
you didn't do that one?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I did take a picture that I'll post. I was trying to do a picture of me leaning on the Eiffel Tower, like trying to lean it up. And Ken was like, I don't get the joke. And I'm like, I'm acting like it's Leaning Tower of Pisa.
It's like, I still don't get it.
It's so stupid. But we did that. We did that, and then we came home. It was a really, really great trip. I mean, I'm telling you, the food, it was good. Yes, all that. But just the no process stuff is crazy.
Did you go to the Roman Colosseum?
We did.
How was that?
It's crazy. It's awesome.
Because that's like so old, right?
Dude, that's the stuff I love doing, was the history stuff. We did that. Saw the Mona Lisa.
Your picture of David was dumb.
Oh,
went to the Louvre. What's up?
Your picture of David was...
No, I went and saw David.
That was dumb.
Michelangelo's David. Why was it dumb?
Because you tagged me on it.
Oh, what do you mean? I forgot about that.
You tagged me right in his thing.
Bonjour.
Well, that'd be bonjour, no.
Bonjour, no.
I'll be honest, I laughed.
Thank you. Sure. I took a picture of David, mm-hmm. and I tagged Eddie on the wiener.
Mm-hmm.
Who is David?
David.
The naked statue.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I have no idea. Statue David, yeah. But a lot of that stuff I've never seen except in books.
What was the Mona Lisa like in person? Like,
I have a cool picture. I have a video too. There was like a mosh pit to get to it. And I thought it was cool because this is culture and art and people are fighting, pushing. Crazy. And people are like, usually that's like doing their craft for Justin Bieber, but they were like doing it for a painting. And everybody had always said, oh, it's so small. So it's actually bigger than I thought because everybody told me how small it was.
Interesting.
Oh, that's good.
So I thought it was going to be like a piece of paper size, but it was bigger than that. But it was really cool because I'm just like, wow. And the Colosseum, you go where they went. And I always wondered at the Colosseum, you can see all this crap coming out of the ground. I can post pictures of it. And I was like, how do they have fights in the Colosseum with all this stuff? But what they've done is they've pulled the stage, what was the stage? They've removed it so you can see the underground.
That's the underground chambers?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then I was asking all these questions too. And all the statues, the guys had little bitty tiny wieners.
Yeah, that's good.
Like tiny wieners. And we had a tour guide. We were getting shown all these statues. And I was like, if I were hiring somebody to do a statue of me, I would say make my wiener bigger. Because they were tiny.
Maybe that was the average size.
She was like, they didn't care that much about that. I said, well, I would have.
You would have been the person?
Well, it'd been my bicep. I would have just asked for, because again, they're tiny. And I would tell, and it was just dumb because we'd walk by one and I'd go to Kate like bigger than him.
Every single
And he'd be
one.
Like a big, like Zeus. And I'd be like, okay, that guy said nothing on me. She didn't think
so. They got a lot of naked statues over there?
Everybody's naked.
I don't understand. Why?
Everybody's naked.
Why can't they put some clothes on them?
Well, it's just the body. Like, the body's not supposed to be.
But we don't. There is no statue in America where they're just naked.
You're right.
No, I feel like there's.
Right down the road.
No, yeah. But they don't have naked dudes there.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Got the man parts on
it's
those?
It's almost like Lunchbox's eyeballs can't see a naked man because
it's like
we drive
two
past
north sides of a magnet.
Every day.
Literally, there's man parts on those?
Yes. Yep.
I didn't realize that.
Okay.
What is your sound, Lunchbox?
My sound is my kid. I mean, goodness, we couldn't.
Oh, is that literally your kid?
Yeah.
Why is everybody sick on your vacation?
That's him.
Sick again?
No, it's just whenever we changed his diaper, he was not having it. He was not having any of us changing his diaper, and every time we'd grab a diaper, he'd yell, no, 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 and he'd just start crying.
I felt that. I thought they were trying to make a statue after him.
Gosh, that's multiple times a day, every day.
Oh, my. Yeah. That was my vacation.
Eddie, sound of yours.
Hit it, Ray. That's golf followed by sneezing. Dude, I think I played too much golf. That pollen got me.
What a problem.
I played so much golf. It was amazing. I didn't go anywhere. I stayed here. My kids are in school, so I would drop off the kids at school, go play golf, pick them up at 3. Life was great, but I did get some sinus stuff. Oh, it was brutal.
You sound terrible.
Achoo!
I think you sound good.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad to be back. We'll talk more about our vacations on the post show, on the podcast feed. Just go search for the Bobby Bone Show on iHeartRadio. We'll do it after we finish the show. I always got annoyed listening to people talk about their vacations.
Oh, man, it's so fun. People are just like, it lets them get out of their terrible, miserable life.
Well,
that
I don't
living.
Know their lives are terrible and miserable.
Okay,
I just know that I would hear people talking about vacations, like to radio shows I would listen to, and I would be so annoyed because I couldn't afford to go on vacations, and I would resent it. So I always said, if we ever go on vacation, we'll talk about it a little bit, and then we'll not talk about it, and people can come hear it over there. What are you going
to say? I'm just curious about your trip, though, because some of us haven't been to Paris or the Colosseum. I haven't, so
post
I'm very
show.
Curious.
Post show.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to know about the pizza over there.
Post show.
Okay.
Post show?
Yeah, post show.
So, like, you can't go to a convenience store there post and show. Get Oreos?
No, you can. Yes.
Bag of chips?
But they don't make food. You guys...
Okay.
Like, is there McDonald's there?
You mean their ingredients
said
are...
No
they're McCafes, where it's a McDonald's, but there's also like cafes in the McDonald's. Hmm.
But I don't know what you mean by, Eddie. You
no just fast said, food, like no Burger King.
First of all, I don't even know. I just saw, and I know that what we had, they said there's no processed food. I didn't say anything. I quit. I'm out of this show. All right?
See, now I'm confused.
Me
I
too.
I think it's just their... It's like the quality of the ingredients.
I'm
like
going to Google.
Bajono. Okay.
Can you get processed food?
So,
can you get
hold on.
McDonald's?
But you don't know my languages got mixed up, though. Bajono. That's Italian, right?
Yeah. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Then what do you want me to say in Italian? Did you mean to say, excuse me?
Yes.
Scusi. But if that's formal. But if it's excuse me, that's not formal. Scusa. Scusa. Scusa.
Scusa.
Mm-hmm. Grazie. Thank you. So I could do that. And okay. I could do French a little bit too. But I was a little too brave with my French. I thought I knew it better than I did. And they were like, stop. Just talk.
What about where's the bathroom?
Yeah. I know.
How do you say that?
I don't remember. But I knew it.
Okay.
It was like, pee-pee hole.
What?
Pee-pee hole.
Pee-pee, pee-pee.
Pee-pee hole.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Y'all, that's it for the best bits, just the bits. Remember, go check out part one and part three. I hope you guys have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for hanging out with me and enjoying another Best Bits. If this is just the only one you listen to, I appreciate it. I love y'all so much. Please follow me at WebGirlMorgan on all the things. And of course, the show at Bobby Bones Show. And BobbyBones.com has a lot of content up there that we work really hard at. And I will now collectively say Eddie and I both put a lot of work into, mostly because he's going to come after me again. But have a great weekend, everybody. I'll see you later. Bye. Yes, Bobby Bones Show.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.